going to go ahead and start with post-race media availabilities. We are joined by tonight's winner of the Pennzoil 150 at the Brickyard, AJ Allmendinger, driver of the number 16 Colleague Racing Chevrolet. AJ, your third win this season on a road course. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. It's anytime you can win at IMS and kiss those bricks and, you know, be on top of the pagoda, and I don't care if it's Cup race, Xfinity race, IndyCar race, IMSA race, I don't know, summer shootout out here. Anytime you win at Indy, it's a big deal, at least for me. This place is special. I love this racetrack, and I thought, you know, it's kind of funny because last year I thought we gave the Xfinity race away, and you know, through the grace of God, we got an opportunity in the Cup race to go win the race. But I felt like, you know, we deserved to come out here and win this race, and we had a really good car. Bad first pit stop, but the guys rebounded the last two and did a really good job, and just kind of had to pace myself. We had a lot of outright speed. I knew Bowman was decent on the long run, so I pushed pretty hard early there to just try to build a gap so I could kind of pace myself, and then at the end just pray for no yellows.
Awesome. All right, we'll go ahead and start right over there in the red shirt.
All right, there we go. Steve Connolly, the podium finish. AJ Allender Jr. once said that you don't know what winning at Indy means. Can you put into words what this racetrack means to you, now a two-time winner here? Just those emotions, if you explain it to a simple person.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I said, it's no matter what you race here, if you're able to win at this racetrack, it's something that will last in your memories forever. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, right? It's great to do it in the moment and have the accolades and live it, but it's the moments after. Because I think especially in this business, sometimes we get, at least I'll say, I personally get lost in the fact that it's always what, you know, tomorrow, got to be better. And for the most part, it's always going to be like that. But this place, you know, when I'm able to drive in and see my picture from last year and we are able to go kiss the bricks again and share those memories. You know, Indianapolis is the place that I met my wife 9 years ago at the Indy 500. So, or actually technically at the Wild Beaver as she was walking down the road. But anyway, that's a different story. She hates when I say that. Technically, I was at the Wild Beaver. She was just kind of walking past. But anyway, but yeah, you know, to meet my wife here and you know, it's because of Matt Colleague and Chris Rice and all the hard work of the men and women, but especially Matt and Chris for initially giving me that call in 2019 when I thought I was moving to the next step of my life of TV with NBC to just do a few races. You know, at that point in my life, I had 3 NASCAR wins and I hadn't really sniffed a, you know, we had a couple of good runs, but really come close to truly winning a race except maybe Martinsville for the 4 years after I won my last NASCAR race. And it was something that 2 weeks ago we had a bad race and I was mad. Sunday I'm walking around my house pissed off and I walked up into my trophy room and my wife said, like, after the first 2 wins, like, hey, we're gonna need new trophy cases. And I was like, no, don't worry about it, like, we don't, I got like 12 trophies sitting on the ground. One of them's a Brickyard trophy. And so all this, I've been so fortunate in my life to have won a Rolex with Mike Shank, to have won Champ Car races, to have won a couple of Cup races. But, you know, it's, if I would have ended in 2018, I would have thought, okay, this is, you know, of course, I wish I could have made a little more of it. But, heck, I've won in a lot of different race cars, but now, like, I've gotten to win a lot of races in the last couple of years, and 2 of them are here, and those are the most special races that I could possibly have. So can you put it into words? Not really, but am I cherishing all this time? Because as I said, I left at the end of 2018 thinking I was, you know, I'd won a couple of races in NASCAR, great, I'd just be this really small dot, and now I have a picture hanging outside the racetrack, like, it's pretty badass, and I'm so fortunate for it.
All right, we'll go up here and then to Bob.
Bruce Martin with Speed Sport. You're always supposed to look ahead, but today at 9 a.m. you actually got a chance to look at the history of this place. You're out there at the Yard of Bricks posing with the greatest names in the history of this facility. You know, all the guys that were out there, did you sometimes just ask yourself, what am I doing with these guys? Because it was pretty... All the living winners that have won here, with the exception of Tony Kanaan, were out there today.
Yeah, I mean, truthful answer, Bruce, like, I didn't feel like I belonged out there. Like, that, it's, you know, I'm standing next to Jimmy, and I'm standing next to Rick Mears, and A.J. Foyt's there. I got to, you know, that's who I'm named after. I get to take my picture with A.J. Foyt. You know, Ari Leindike. I mean, it's, you go on down the line, right? Like, I'm Mario standing there. Like, I said to Carly, I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, I don't know if I should be standing here. Like, did Doug make a mistake? It was like, hey, oh, wrong AJ. Sorry, I didn't mean to get both of them here. Like, that's the coolest picture I'm ever going to have in my life. And I got to be there because of something I accomplished, not just because I snuck in on the photo. So, like, it's awesome. I don't even know what to say to you. I really didn't feel like I belonged there. It was pretty magical, and I walked away and said to them, I was like, this is unbelievable. I just feel like I shouldn't be here, but I get to be here because of something we did. So, yeah, it's pretty special to be a part of that.
Dale Jarrett said that's one of the coolest things he's ever gotten to do in his life. And when you hear Dale Jarrett say that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, those are legends. Icons of motorsports, not of just this place, right? But I mean, in general, they're icons of motorsports. So, yeah, I mean, there's 12 Indy 500 standing there. Literally, it's just 12 Indy 500 just standing right there between Elio and AJ and Rick. So, and numerous Brickyards and all that. So, yeah, that'll be the coolest photo that I have in my life.
All right, we'll go over to Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports, and probably on a photo that won't rank as high, Chris Rice picking you up.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. I'm curious, what are you thinking when it's part of your celebration that he's picking you up, and are you like, please don't drop me, because...
Well, Chris has been working out a lot lately, you know, so he likes to... He sends his videos out every day to Twitter about him working. Do you get those videos, Bob? Do they inspire you? Do you go work out as soon as you see? No. So Chris has been working out. His wife, Tammy, was there. He wanted to impress her. And, you know, I guess picking me up, which, you know, I can bench press myself too. Like, it's not, like, I don't weigh that much. So, I think he was feeling pretty strong there. But it's Chris, and we love him. So there's going to be a lot of photos on Twitter and probably memes and just stuff that I'm going to have to deal with. But at least it's for a good reason. So I'll accept it.
All right, we'll go to the back and then to Jerry Jordan.
Tucker White, last sport on sports. Back here, AJ.
Right. Yeah, sorry, I was looking at the results. So I got you. I'm
well, those are more important anyway.
Yeah. No, but... I got your question.
All right. AJ, so going into this race weekend, we replaced the bumps that we had last season and tore up a bunch of cars with concrete ones. How did those race compared to last season?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Roger and Doug did, you know, last year I had my own opinions about when you're in a really low race car and you hit a giant curb, what it's going to do to your race car. So I tried to avoid them and felt like I avoided them pretty well. So, you know, but with these big cars, you get side by side and you make a mistake and you pay a big price. What they did with the curb on the left side being gone, you still aren't gaining advantage because the only way to shortcut it would be actually drive through the grass. So, with that out, it hasn't changed the racetrack, but it's definitely allowed you to not have to bounce off one curb and go to the other. And then that second curb, I feel like, I don't know if it's actually lower, but it feels a little bit lower. But it didn't take away from the way the actual turn, the chicane of the racetrack was. So, you know, I don't think lap times are faster because of it or anything like that. So They've done a great job for an issue that, you know, for one reason or another happened, and they fixed it, and it was good.
And on a less serious note, when you were coming in here, one of the ladies at the front desk said, you remember what I promised you this morning? What did she promise you this morning?
Well, she promised me that if I showed up and we got gifts too. I forgot about that. That, you know, she was bringing good luck. So she did. So I appreciate it.
I'll take
luck over skill any day. I don't have a lot of skill, but I'll take luck all day.
All right, let's go to Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, kickatthetires.net. Okay, so how long do you celebrate before you get ready to try and repeat tomorrow?
Celebrate with a lot of water. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's, I think now where I'm at, I feel like I'm a lot better at taking it in and you know, I mean, honestly, 10, 15 years ago, we'd walk out here and be like, oh, cool, and I'd already switched off to tomorrow. We struggled today in the cup car, quite honestly. It's almost a carbon copy of last year in the fact that I thought our Xfinity car was badass. And we practiced and qualified in the cup car, and I just didn't feel very good about it. So hopefully that's a good sign. But we have some work to do on that side of it. But, yeah, we'll celebrate and have a good time tonight and take it all in, and we'll be ready to go when we wake up tomorrow.
And if you win tomorrow, it won't be water, right?
No, if you win, if something happens where I win tomorrow, you guys just bury my body on the speedway. Like, I'm done. Like, it's it.
All right, we'll go right up here.
Steven Stumpf of RoadStretchScout.com. AJ, by winning today, you have now won in the Xfinity Series at every active road course except for Watkins Glen. How would it feel to win there and win at all of them?
Yeah, I didn't actually know that. So it'd be really cool. Watkins Glen is a racetrack that I've always enjoyed. Obviously, special memories there, winning my first cup race. It's a racetrack last year I thought we made big gains on, but... quite honestly, I'll worry about that when I get there. We're going to take this one in.
All right, we're going to go to Dustin Long and then right over here.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. AJ, I want to say you've won like 4 of the last 5 road course races, and I think somebody noted, I think it's 9 of 22 in this series. Obviously, people talk about the different talent that is in this series. I know today you were racing against more cup guys, but yet you still have this success. So how has the challenge changed for you, or is this a sign of you at this age getting better and better, like a fine wine type of thing?
Yeah, I'm definitely a fine wine. So I don't drink wine, really, but whatever the finest wine is, that's what I'm trying to get to. No, I mean, I do, on that side of it, I do believe I'm at the best that I've ever been in the NASCAR side of it. Whether it's, you know, kind of letting it go after a bad weekend and refocusing and trying to get better, it's the pride that I take in being a part of college racing and hopefully a major part of it, if you talk to Matt and Chris, of trying to make our stuff better, whether it's the Cup car or the Xfinity car. You know, that's the fun thing about the Xfinity Series. You're always going to have guys that drop down from the Cup Series, and especially these big races, and you're going to have to step your game up. And then you're always going to have young guys that are coming in the series that are trying to make a name for themselves. And that's a good part of it. But, you know, if you look at college racing, you know, when I first got there was no wins. And it started with Ross and Justin, and we've continued to make it better. But by no means do I feel like we're at the pinnacle of our team. You know, I talked about it yesterday. I feel like Gibbs is, I mean, they've been the pinnacle between them and Penske in the Xfinity Series. They've been the pinnacle for, you know, a couple decades, it feels like. JRM has really stepped their game up. I think Hendricks helped them out with the Cup stuff, the old cars being gone and giving them some of the info that they had. So, you know, that's why I don't take it for granted, because you know, you look at Road America a couple weeks ago, I mean, we were terrible. Like, I was hanging on to run top 10. So it's not easy, and it's one of those things that we continually try to push to get better. I was proud of our whole team this weekend, because we've been behind, and we came in here, and we could have easily kind of just said, okay, we were pretty good last year. We don't want to try something that doesn't make it better. Well, we did, and I felt like, you know, what did we lead? We led 42 laps, and we were the dominant car. And, you know, Coda, because of what happened, we've led a lot of laps. In Portland, by no means were we dominant cars. We were kind of war of attrition and won. So I feel like this is the first race this year where we've actually been the fastest car continuously and won the race. So, yeah, it's a challenge, and I enjoy the fact of we got to keep pushing, and I don't think we're like feel like we're the best team. We got to keep working to get to that point.
And, you know, I know that you have repeatedly talked about, and in terms of Cup, you'll do whatever Matt wants in that sense. It kind of reminds me maybe of, it kind of makes me think of somebody like a Randy LaJoy, who was so good in the Busch series, and everybody said, hey, go to Cup, but he said, I want to have my Sundays off. I want to be have the success on Saturdays. Can you explain the mindset of, it would outside looking in, it seems like with the success you have, you should be like at the front of the line or telling Matt, I'm going to be in that car. I'm going to run all these races. I'm in a better place in my life. I know how to handle ups and downs. Maybe you are, and you can tell me that, or why is the mindset seems to be a little different in your case of maybe not being as aggressive and maybe being willing to have the success here as opposed to maybe moving up?
I mean, I feel like I'm at a point where, you know, when the Cup car's right, and I don't care what racetrack it's at, I can go run inside the top 10, top 5, win races. But it's hard, right? Like, the Cup Series is hard. These new cars are hard. I mean, we left Coda. I thought we were going to be a dominant car at all these road courses, and other guys have gotten better, and we've missed it. And today was a perfect example. I really felt like we were going to be pretty good, and we struggled all day. So there's always that mindset that I feel like I can go compete with it, with all of them, and at least make us better. But with that said, I love doing this too. So it kind of goes back to that, you know, everything's a bonus now in my life since I've joined College Racing. And that's why I think I'm okay with whatever decision. I have confidence in myself, and I'm locked in more than I ever have because, as you said, you know, my life is great. So it's about racing when I'm racing. And then when I'm not racing, it's about just mostly golfing. Probably, if you ask my wife, way too much golfing. So I don't have a great answer for you in what it is. I just think I trust what they want, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. And whatever happens, happens, and I'm okay with it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go right over here.
Thank you. AJ, Appeal Racing Refresh. I believe I'm the only person in the room who knows what it's like to feel like they don't belong with another AJ in the same room.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying. You mentioned Champ Car, Rolex, these various successes, but you've also had considerable lows in your career. Your energy reminds me of a Michael Waltrip or a John Force at all times. And I'm not saying you've never been low on energy, but you never show that to us. What is it that keeps that energy high through wonderful moments like today or other lows in your career? And it's just roller coaster high all the time. Thank you.
Well, I mean, I think it's, you know, any of you that have been around me, I wear my emotion on my sleeve, good or bad. You know, if you'd have stood next to me after Cup qualifying, it was quite ugly. Like, my in car's got some good stuff. Whether I'm in the car or outside it, like, I'm losing my mind. So it's because I care. I've always told Matt and Chris, like, sometimes I'm sorry, but I'm always going to be, like, that aggressive. If we're not good, I'm going to – and I always make sure it's we, because it's not I'm great and you guys suck. You know, it's we. We suck or we're great or whatever because we're a team, and that's what it's all about. But I've always said the moment I get out of the race car and I run 20th and I'm like, nah, I had fun today. That's fine. I got a paycheck. I was like, kick me out of the car. Because then I'm done. I don't care. I don't think it'll ever happen. Because if you watch me in a golf course, I think I'm trying to join the PGA Tour. So, like, but that's just who I am. But the emotion of my winning, it's like, this is what we're here for. Especially here, right? Like, it's Indy. Why would you win and just get out of the car and little thumbs up and yay and high five everybody and then you're done? Like, it's not what we do this for. We do this for trophies. That's why Matt has the slogan trophy hunting. And you go a lot of years without even sniffing trophies, like, that'll get you pretty pumped up every time you get one. So it's never going to change. Like, I take – this could be my last win ever. God, I hope not. But you never know. So celebrate it like it is and enjoy the moments. And I think that's the one thing I'm better at now is actually enjoying the moments through winning and having fun with it and not just going, oh, let's go to the next race. Like, you know, we'll celebrate it, especially – at a place like this. Thank you.
Do we have any other questions for AJ? All right. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.